This is just, I don't know what. Every part of it can go into some extreme playlist on TH, but anyway, it's just for me, actually. I just beg for guidance about one specific topic here. Is it so that a few people on this planet are working actively and in an orchestrated fashion to make all the rest of us completely under their control? Or is that a paranoid idea that, well, is somehow has spread and become amplified by social media? What truth is there? I mean, I read the protocols of the Zion, whatever, many years ago in the 80s. Even some of my friends got completely into that. That there is this sinister conspiracy to make us all into a herd of cattle. That those who are behind this are some kind of parasites. I mean, just my own understanding. I won't publish this, I don't think. I want to know. Yeah, one may ask why I want to know, but just for my own underlying personal understanding, because it seems to me at least that for what I'm trying to do and want to do and be part of doing, to really change this world to the better, it's good to know what's really going on there. Or well, it's always been a battleground for good and evil, right? Of that there is no doubt. And then with good we mean that our gang versus the others. But based on the qualities of people, each and every one. Some want to live in truth, in fairness, in love, with generosity, sharing, tolerance, compassion, kindness, and some want to take as much as they can, consume, enjoy as much as they can, and if you taste good, they want to eat you. Those are parasites by definition. And we can see clearly just by having eyes that are open that there are quite a few people on this planet today who can rightly and objectively be classified as parasites. So it's all here in front of our eyes, right? And some of those parasites, some of those beings, sometimes we call some of them psychopaths. They are hungry. They have an endless hunger. And they will go on and on and on to try to satisfy that hunger. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a story of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, who were like that, really. They worked hard and with an incredible determination to become the controllers of the whole universe, the whole world. So that's the nature. And as the Bhagavad Gita says, they are, anyway, just stick in whatever it says about the demons, asuras. Yes. And these old scriptures of wisdom, they are described by name, the suras and the asuras. Now, whether a few of them working to take control over all of us and use us as cattle. Does it matter? Or if there are some here, some there, over there, many small conspiracies, and some big. What matters is to strengthen the other side. Build societies, whether they start as small groups or villages or countries or networks that are global or larger area of people who live like that, sattvic, dharmic. And I say that the model you find there, given in the Bhagavad Gita and similar older scriptures from different parts of the world, Dharma, of harmony, of the Tao, of the way that you find in China, of cultivation of virtue and elimination of vice. It's all given there. There's a whole science there to be explored. Because that's what we need. In fact, you find the seed there and the principles given for how to build such a society. Again, whether it is on a village basis, a community, or a country, the principle is the same, and it can be done by groups of people. What is required is first of all the knowledge. For instance, you need leadership but you can't just go out in the forest and some of you declare yourself leader and start to lead. It takes a lot of learning and skills and knowledge and also virtue, service attitude. The best leader is the best servant, and so on. And you sometimes people form groups and they just go, yeah, we're going to do it, no revolution. Trying to build a society. And then you got the leaders up there and the boys and the girls and the intrigues and the power play and greed comes up and, you know, alcohol involved. And because they don't understand the modes of nature, that knowledge. And they are unclear about the goal and therefore lack focus, and it will fall apart after a while. But when there is proper knowledge, not just some romantic idea from thousands of years ago, well, based on knowledge coming all the way through history like that, but also anchored in our reality, our world of today. And that takes intelligence. And it's available. We just need to listen and learn. I would say that's the best quality of a person, is to understand that you need to learn. Not think that you are the master and expert. The humility. And then finding those who really know and learning from them. That's really all that is needed. The rest is already here. Society is already here. We different people are already the way we are. Some of us are born leaders, some of us are born geniuses, and knowledge people and so on. Each have to learn their art, their service, the job, how to do it good for the benefit of everyone. There are so many attempts done by whimsically and enthusiastically and idealistically whipping up this gung-ho spirit. But again, unless it's all based on reality rather than dreams, it will eventually poof, disperse. I've seen it so many times in history. So what I, this humble person here, I'm trying to do with these videos is to connect, well, people, but also us, to the actual real good knowledge and wisdom and the solutions that are here available, especially now when we basically are sitting with the accumulated knowledge and wisdom of humanity since the very beginning. And tools for us to retrieve and learn that knowledge. And some people don't even know that, but it is probably the greatest development and step for humanity ever, or at least in known history. And if we take advantage of that, act wisely, we can fix it quickly. We can turn the course of this world actually and fairly quickly. That is my conviction.